I got a call.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Oh, yes.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Friday edition, Psychic Love Doctor Show. Glad to have you all with us. Yay. So, here we are. Excuse me. Still suffering those seasonal allergies. Man. So I hope all of you are doing well. I hope everybody's, you know, being careful when you go to the beach. This is still a big concern I read about. Got to be careful. A lot of riptides out there.
Well, that's not around the entire globe. It depends on
no,
where you are.
Right. But the thing is, you do not have to lose your life in a riptide. There are maneuvers you can take. Jim was in one.
Yeah, when I was a squiddly, young squiddly diddly, didn't really even know anything about them. It just seemed logical what I did.
And it carries you along.
Well, I swam with it.
Yeah.
I get on the surface because the riptide's kind of down below the surface. I swam with it, but slowly started making my way to shore. I was way, millions of miles away from where I started. I had to walk back forever.
Yeah.
But eventually I got to the point where I could feel that it wasn't a thing anymore. And I could just swim straight in after a while.
And be careful. A lot of sharks. I've been reading on them. My gosh, the number of shark attacks. Anyway, welcome to the show. I am glad to have our Facebookers here with us. Yeah. So if anybody would like to see us live streaming as you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, please hop in to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. Very nice people there. Very warm, friendly. You'll be amongst friends there. Also, our blog talkers, wow.
Look at this. Look at this.
What? Oh, my gosh.
And they're different numbers.
Wow. Anyway, blog talkers, glad to have you aboard as well.
Crazy.
We get charted, like, I don't know what you'd call it. It shows us the activity.
Visitors from around the world.
Yeah, and wow, many of you, it's very late at night.
We haven't had anybody visit from a communist country. Shocking. No North Koreans, no Chinese.
No.
But South Korea, you know, Japan, stuff like that. But yeah.
Sure. So we're glad to have you with us, especially if you're up super late and catch the show. So thank you for that.
Truth.
Yeah, I want to remind everyone, I better get my instruments of destruction here.
Well, you,
as in my card.
You'd have to use those little baby ones right there.
No.
But you couldn't.
You know, those were very hard to come by. I actually had to show, I'll show the Facebook folk. These little tiny deck of cards. I had about 300 of them that I used to give out personally. But I had to go to a toy supply to get them.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
Yeah.
There's no practicality. They're souvenirs.
So remember, everybody, we're using ordinary playing cards, okay? Not tarot, not oracle, not any of the other systems out there. This is strictly personal prophecy, okay? As my grandmother taught it to me. And I will be using a 24 card layout, which is standard as I do with my office clients, but just so you are aware that I will need a moment to lay down the cards. It's my preferred way. I enjoy getting a better look at your situation and your life, which I don't feel I could adequately do in just a three-card reading. So anyway, I think that's my part for now, and I'm going to have to turn it over to our masters of the ceremony, Jimbo himself.
Welcome, everybody. Did you call me masters, like a plural?
No, master of ceremony.
I didn't hear it.
Maybe I did. I
who knows? Whatever. All right. There's only one of me, just to let you know. Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I want to remind all you folks in Blog Talk and Facebook land, if you're international, you must let us know so we can give you live international shout-outs. Like, we have Sophia, who resides in Sweden, but she's still on vacation in the land of Ire. So that's cool. Gotta like it. And so far, I believe that's all the international stuff we got cooking, but they book them. They will come. They will be here. So, all right, let's get down to business. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in and get your free reading. When you call in, you'll get a message saying that you can listen to the show while you wait. True
Wonderful.
Statement. I called in. I hoyed it well, so that's cool. If you hear nothing at all, silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back again. Very simple. And Facebookers, you kind of know the day. International shout-out to Rachel on the other side of the globe and land down under Australia. Facebookers, when we get a chance, we turn to you. So you just got to kind of hang tight. We'll nail down a time. The only time that we're pretty regular about it is on alternate Wednesdays. Today is Rebel Card Friday. Speaking of which, to everybody, when you hear the Rebel yell, your reading with Deborah is concluded. It is over. For now, you can call back another time, another show, not the same show. Surprised nobody's done that yet, but I guess people are that respectful.
Done what?
Anyway, that they haven't called back and got back in the queue.
Oh, I see.
I'm really surprised, you know, after all this time. But, you know, it shows me that we got some people with some brains and they're respectful, so that's cool. When you hear the rebel yell, you got to let the reading end. Please let it come to a conclusion. Don't try to get some more shots in or questions. We got to move on. But before we move on to the next person, you're going to get a once-a-week special deck rebel cards. They are, I wouldn't say they're the opposite of angel cards. That would make them like Satan cards. But they are not sugar and spice and everything nice and all that stuff like that.
Now, they'll tell you, pull your head out and things like that.
Their message is, even if the message is not so negative, it's meant to have a positive impact.
Yeah, it really is.
Sometimes people need that. Like that little, not the metaphoric little slap in the face, not necessarily a physical one. And you'd like to, hey, snap out of it. Like somebody shake, snap out of it. You're a better person type of thing. So, I think I've got up on all my stuff there.
Got another one, Melanie.
I don't know where she's from.
It looks to me like it's out of the...
Well, remember, folks, if you're international... You got to tell us, unless you're like a regular we've talked to every day for weeks, then we know you. So if you're international, let us know. We'll give you a shout out. Tell us where you're from.
Because we know it's late for you across the water.
Or wherever you are.
Or Canada.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You're in another country. That's cool.
So, Melanie, are you in the UK or?
International shout out to Melanie in the UK and London specifically.
She is.
Ah, the big city of London. All right.
All
very historic. All right, let's go to the phone. We're going to area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, and welcome.
Hi, it's Pat. I didn't expect you. Hang on. I'm going to drop eggs. Hang on. I didn't expect to get on first.
One never knows.
Thank you. I've had a really, really stressful day with Chance and taking care of the German Shepherds again. I may have made a mistake. Maybe the partner made a mistake, but Billy got to the door again.
They're back with you. Pat, they're back with you. The German Shepherds are back with you.
No, they've kept me walking them.
Okay.
But they kennel them now if they go away because of all that's happened. But she left early this morning, so she asked me to come twice today. And I think the partner may have left the gate open. I'm not sure what happened. Anyway, Billy got to it. I may have made a mistake and left the other dog out. It was so stressful, me dealing with Chance. The other thing happened was I never expected Chance to be able to jump up on the bed upstairs. He did. He broke an Egyptian plaster back bas relief. I think the mom was getting stuff ready to bring down to her daughter, and there was stuff on the bed. Oh, God, I think Chance broke it. I'm just so overwhelmed with all these confessions to them. He may have ripped the quilt, which is old. Should I just let these things go, see what happens, or just let her know all that I think may have happened? I mean, I've communicated to them about the door. I think that might have been the partner's fault. But
okay,
I was stressed so much that who knows.
Okay, she wants to know, Deb.
Yeah, I'm doing your cards right now.
Cards going down. I'm busy real quickly with a scammer, and I have finished with that scammer. Scammer begun. Scammer begun. Yeah, you know, dogs and children, they can drive you nuts. You know, I love them to death, but oh my God, they will get into mischief.
Do you think it was an antique?
No, it was one of those things that is made to look like, you know, a real special artifact. It was made in plaster. It was something that you would get a museum, or if you went on a trip. It's not cheap looking. It's a fairly big piece, you know, maybe 12 inches across by 5 or 6.
It probably did cost something.
I don't know how much. I imagine it, you know, gotten a number of years ago. I've been trying to Google it online, and I see anything from, you know, up to hundreds of dollars, but I didn't have time to, you know, what do you call this? Sort of like a, anyway, I can't talk.
You wanted to know if you should just let it go and let it be.
Let it be, let it be. Yes,
or
that's what she wants to know. Where does she need
to? I've already sent a message about the dog chewing the door again. Do I need? Should I tell her about this stuff too? I mean, I always do,
no.
Deborah. But I'm so overwhelmed with feeling like I keep screwing up.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you the cards are saying no. Don't bring up the other thing.
And plus, that ship probably sailed. That would have probably been the time to bring it up was right away anyway.
And maybe one of her dogs did it.
Right. Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know?
A dog that'll chew a door will freaking do anything.
Except they don't go upstairs or get up on the beds.
Why?
Yeah, why?
They're just not the kind of dogs that do that. I don't know why.
Maybe they'll surprise somebody, you know? I mean, they chew a door. Why the hell would they go up and jump on a bed? I don't know.
I think unless she asks you, because I don't think you're the kind that would want to lie.
Right, and you didn't bring it up right away, so I don't know, it'd be weird to bring it up later.
You know, I got to tell you something. My father had a piece of wisdom. I worked in his restaurant for some time going to high school, and I was constantly having accidents. I mean, you know, they have great big, like, aluminum foil or plastic wrap that are in huge containers. Oh, I was ripping off a piece of plastic wrap. The thing fell over. I went to catch it, and it severed my wrist.
Oh, my God.
That's
wow.
I mean, And so I go running out where my father was at a bar, and I go out and I'm dripping blood, and there were other mishaps that happened. Anyway, the point is, he said, when you start worrying too much about accidents, you're going to keep having them. And I thought, you know, he's right, because after that I kept worrying, what if something else happens? So yeah, I would try to put it behind you.
Try to move forward and see what happens, I guess. Is that what you said the card said, right?
Yeah, the cards are saying don't bring it up. And it may seem weird for cards to do that, but you basically asked what to do. And
I know. And
yeah.
And I, you know, I never lie, but something was saying, and I don't know if it's just because I'm being a coward and I'm just, so many things are happening.
Yes.
Tired of taking responsibility, or if in fact I should just let it go.
Stress, yeah. You know, and it's they got dog. That dog would jump on that bed. I don't care if it never did before. But it's pretty cool that your little guy there jumped up on that bed there. So he's not. He's showing. He's still got some youth in him.
Yeah,
that totally surprised me. I always put a little step thing for him. So
he's got a little youth. He's got some youth.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's, shall we, Deb?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, remember now, Pat, these are rebel. These are rebel.
Deborah, do you think she's going to conclude that I did it?
Honestly, I don't see them caring about it.
Yeah.
They seem strange, but, you know, they might wonder, did they accidentally do it? They're not going, I would be so shocked if they brought it up to you.
I still think they might think their own dogs did it.
Something like that, yeah. Or they knocked it off.
Well, I think it's their dogs, but
yeah.
All right, here's your rebel card now. Remember, these rebel cards sometimes sound nasty. But,
I love them.
This one says, get some effing sleep. You're being an F because you are effing tired. Face the pillow now. In other words, you're stressed. You need to decompress. Maybe sleep for you. Or whatever, but you gotta shut down that stress right now. Yeah. Figure out it maybe sleep is the thing you need, or maybe you just need to. Some people put on a mindless, stupid movie or a stupid show that is really ridiculous and just helps them just decompress.
Yeah.
Right. Or you play with your baby. Right. Or sometimes people you play with your baby don't. Sometimes that works.
And you know, Pat, you could always get bonded, but that's expensive.
Oh,
kind of insurance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's for big time stuff there, not a little part.
It's expensive.
I believe
to be bonded and insured.
Yeah, it costs like $500 to go to court for it. Now, this is what I know of it, and that could certainly be Virginia.
It is true, and it could be a long time ago, too.
But see, when I used to do parties, and I would go to, you know, retirements, birthday parties, et cetera, everybody's drinking. But what if she left the hostess? Left a diamond tennis bracelet on the bathroom, you know, counter.
Yes.
And then it was missing. Yeah. Who are they going to look at?
Right.
They would look at me.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the insurance bonding thing, yeah.
So I figured if I ever continued with those parties, which are, those are like parlor game, parlor trick readings and stuff. They can be a lot of fun.
Oh.
A lot of fun. Yeah, but I decided it was too expensive for me to invest in. So I just stuck to events, holding events with people I know. So our people are saying you could blame the dogs, you know, hurt their dogs, but if they never go upstairs.
They never jump.
Never mind.
All right. Listen.
They might never do it. It doesn't be the first time for everything. All right. Thank you very much. We got to move on.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Poor Chad.
Absolutely. Yep.
He's in the doghouse.
Yeah, but hey, I look at the positive. I jumped on the damn bed.
Yeah, he got up there.
He did. He got on a bed. She was like, wow, look at that little, that youth came out.
I wonder
of
what
him.
He thought he was going to find up there.
That youth came out.
Yeah.
So there's a positive out of that negative, and she needs to decompress and get rid of some stress. All right. Next caller. We're not going anywhere different. Same area code, Connecticut, 203. Your caller number two.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. And who are we speaking to?
This is Michelle again.
Hello, Michelle.
Welcome.
How are you?
Hi.
Michelle,
good.
You're in Atlanta right now, area?
Yeah,
and she wants to go to the beach, remember?
Mm.
She has the beach calling her name.
Now, this is one you remember.
Because remember, I was so wrong on where she was. It just stuck Atlanta. Wow, okay. All right, well, back to Michelle. I should not
that's going to take a minute for me to get out there to look around at the six cats I have. One's lame, and then that's some job things going on, but... I hope to get out there really soon, but So, Deb, you are very psychic, you know. I mean, I asked you last time, I like they do all the time, you know, should I leave this job because it's a roller coaster ride? Mm-hmm. And you said they're going to really, really miss you if you leave. They're going to say nobody can do this job. Well, the funny thing is that I didn't leave, and they've already said that. And they said they need you so badly in that group. They want you to go directly to that group, work directly for them. But,
yeah.
And so today I started in the group, and even though I'm in the group, I'm still, like, it seems like everybody's a lead except for me. So, like, nothing has changed. They're still going to interfere with all my stuff, you know.
It sounds like they have too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Holy God, you know, if we were like actual political figures, our careers would be ruined for
right there.
For saying sayings that have been around for 100 plus years.
So what would you like me to look at for you? And thank you for the very fine compliment. Thank you.
International shout out to the saying in the UK.
Yes.
It was verbatim, like what they were saying. It was crazy. Just days after you said it. So,
well, that's awesome. She's UK too.
Who?
Kirsty.
Oh, I forgot. Kirsty, international shout out to Kirsty in the UK. Actually, Melanie, we gave her one a long time ago. I just repeated it.
What do we want to do, Michelle? What is our focus?
All right. So the focus is, I did put my resume out there, and I got a bunch of responses, and there could be one or two really super jobs.
Ooh.
But you work for them, and you never know what you're going to get, right? Because this job is a good thing that I have. It's a good thing, but... You know, it's a roller coaster ride because they don't seem to understand what they're doing to me. But this other job would, you know, I mean, it's really great technology. It's fantastic.
Well, here's the thing, Michelle. If you get offered that other job, we can look at it to see if this is a good move for you. You know, and you don't want to go from the frying pan into the fire. So, and also you'd have leverage with your company to go to them and say, hey, guess what? I got offered this job, you know, and you could explain a little bit about what it's going to entail. And then you could say, you know, gee, if I was a lead here, that could be a big drop.
If you wanted to stay.
Yeah.
If you wanted to stay where you are. Yeah.
If I
got this job, then screw you. You might say instead of it, you know, to them, you know, but yeah.
Okay. So I'm still
let's get a question.
What do you want me to look at?
Questions. Got a couple coming up. Hit us with two questions or one, whatever you want.
You can look at if this current job is actually going to work out. Should I ask that or not even bother?
Oh, that's a good one.
No, that's a great question. That's a lot of people ask that because that is a very, very important thing in life, because jobs affects your health with stress and affects your bank account. So those are two very important things.
And it really does help when you're working with people that you get a good vibe from. You know, if you're working with a bunch of
a-holes. At least some people, even if half of them are good and half of them are bad.
There are some people. I really like the team, but it only takes a few.
It does.
To put you down, you know?
Sure. Or maybe you got to, like, do the survivor thing and make alliances.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. But we're going to stick together because these bad apples here, we don't want them spoiling us, ruining our bunch. But you know, every job environment's different. Some things you can't do, only so many things.
I see good things here. Now, did they offer you, was this a lateral move? So it didn't involve, it's just lateral. But
it's lateral. They said.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's lateral, but I asked for, like, my old title from before I joined the company to be restored. but they moved me over like instantaneously, and they said this is a lateral move, but you know.
Well, I'm seeing more money coming to you. You know, more money.
Money.
Yep.
We like that.
Where you, it's going to come when you think it's not going to happen. But I think they're going to realize. And this could actually be because them finding out about another job offer for you. If they really want to keep you, they will.
They can.
But I want you to know, okay, is this a co-ed team? Is it males and females?
There's very few females. I'm primarily the female. There's a couple more, but it's largely male.
Well, the men are going
I like most of them. I do.
The men are really on your wavelength. Okay, they're like respecting what you do and having appreciation. I mean, they're right here. There's three of them, almost like the three wise men in the East. So, yeah, I feel, and the women don't get along. You know, we have a terrible time with each other.
True.
We see each other as either competition or adversaries.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I know. And maybe it comes from competing for men throughout the ages.
Which is funny because typically in the animal kingdom, the men are the ones that have to fight over the female. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
Who knows?
I know nothing. I don't really understand it, but I see it a lot. These guys, and if there's more than three, because usually if it's all spread, has all face cards. It's going to mean more than just the three.
Yeah.
And one of the women, just so you know, she's a lesbian and very attracted to you.
A thespian.
Just a little something for you. It's under sure to come true. So if she really befriends you in a big way, just know it's there's an agenda slightly attached.
They don't like me. Usually they don't. I don't know why, but they don't like me. And I don't know why, but they hate me sometimes.
You're smart and you're likely very attractive, very good looking. And you know, when it comes to women, we size each other up, but they see how smart you are and that you're a straight shooter. So, you know, the ones that are there trying to catch a husband or, you know, whatever the case might be, they just soon get you out of the way.
All right, it's time to move on. Actually, the first rebel yell was for Catherine because she was giving herself a redneck.
Well,
shout out, so I had to give her the real redneck yell and all. Anyway, all right, here we go. Here's your, I like this. This is a good rebel card for you. Subject is rebel, because F it.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe don't feel bad if you feel like you got to maybe be a little more outspoken than is expected. Rebel.
That's what I'm
maybe
thinking.
If you get that gut feeling, maybe don't suppress it. Maybe, I don't know. We don't want to cause you to get fired, but that's just what the card said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how I am. They have to know who they're dealing with, you know? They're going to know me.
Yep.
Right. Leadership can't be given. It's something that a person seizes. You know, you take hold of leadership.
Carpe diem.
Yep. Isn't that what that means?
Seize the day.
Yeah.
Which, you know, leadership, you know, you got to see.
Well, good luck and get back to us so we know what's happening.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, thanks.
All right, hon. Take care.
Thank you. Like it very much. I think we should actually give this a shot. All right, folks. Let's do a quick little Facebook jaunt. It is Friday. We'll open the floor quickly to anybody that would like, if you know, you should messenger Deborah Lee now, that's the preferred method, but we'll take a little type, but you have to be pretty quickly because we do have a lot of callers. But we want to throw some love your way.
Catherine is saying, Desmond, it reminds her of John Lovitz. John Lovitz, you know, he, how do you say it? Morgan Fairchild. He's
home. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy. I thought she was thinking of Lyle. Yeah. Well, yeah. Morgan Fairchild, what was that called? The something liar. I don't know what his character was. My wife, Morgan Fairchild, whom I slept with. Yeah, that's the ticket, he would say while he was lying on those gifts.
Yeah, she's saying exactly.
Yep. Yeah, that was good stuff. All right. TikTok. I don't know. Rachel said Kiefer Sutherland. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Well, she's in love with him.
A lot of times there's conversations that have scrolled by too that I have missed. All right. The way is shut. We're going back to the phone line. Sorry, Facebook.
Okay,
the door was open
go.
For a short time. Now we are going to area code 703 in our very own Commonwealth of Virginia. 703. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello, guys. How are you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Is this Jalen? No.
Yes.
Okay, all right, there we go. Jim,
you're on the ball.
I'm on the ball, but I
second-guess
myself like an idiot.
How are you doing, Jim?
Say that again.
How are you doing?
It's been a rough week, very hectic. So I know I'm like that. Not the last call, the one prior to this one. I need to de-stress. For sure.
Yeah,
it's been stressful.
Very stressful. Yeah, every human on earth gets those days. That's a fact.
Yeah.
What can we do to help you out?
Well, I don't know if I want a general or a general because I'm feeling a little. All over the place right now. So if you can do a general, that would be fine. If you can't, then I'll just close the
question. Can I ask
any particular areas of focus on the general?
Yeah, what's got you really stressed out?
And what was the
it's work.
And work. Looking at the car.
And work.
Work.
Like men at work. Or working in a coal mine. Oh yeah, a lot of good stuff out there.
All right, I'm laying down your cards now.
Yes, she is indeed. I am keeping track of the callers. They're coming and going. It's very active lines, both directions. They show up, they disappear. They show up, they disappear. But we still have a few out there. And we welcome you folks. I know you're listening to the show. We're going to do our best. We're going to have a really good show. It's a Friday night, so we typically don't have to punch out as early.
No, I think I set it for 90.
She did set it for 90. I mean, sometimes things come up, but we plan right now on going past the hour of 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We plan on that. So do not fret. Yep, there they come. They come running just as fast as they can.
Well, I got to tell you, right off the top, your cards are screaming that you need a vacation. You need some time. Does that work?
You think? Do you think? Yes.
It really would be beneficial for you to not just decompress, but give yourself some self-love, you know, and care. And even if you can't go anywhere, you can still pretend you're on vacation.
You can do so.
Yeah. So, but that's real big right there. And with the cards, have another message for you, and I believe this is regarding work. Don't let that jerk get under your skin. Basically, the words I'm hearing. Don't let that jerk get you. And
he. Maybe you're referring to a she, because as of right now.
Oh yeah,
as you said, it's nothing but a bunch of women. So yeah,
it could be masculine traits or somebody that
has
maybe a position of authority that is very typical in the workplace as a man.
Oh well, she wants to be an authority, so maybe that's what you're picking up on.
That could be that, yeah. She wants to man up.
And have a duality.
Oh, I love
duality. Yeah. You know, where, but she is more male than female.
And it's the plumbing.
Yeah. And this individual enjoys manipulating you. And she can tell that she gets you spun up. And she enjoys it. So don't give her that satisfaction anymore. Try to take everything she says like water. Grandma would go, water off a duck's back. Flinging it. Yeah.
Or just rolls off of it.
Yeah.
They're like, or Labradors do that too.
Oh, they do. You're right.
Yeah, just rolls right
so,
off.
So, yes, we got those two things. Now, how is your love life?
Maybe I need that. That could be part of the problem.
The lack thereof, I think, is what the answer to the love life or lack thereof.
No, there is something that people often say about a woman. They'll say, you know what? She needs a good roll in the hay. She
Which is the rated, that's the rated PDG version of what they really want to say.
Well, you have somebody here that would surprise the hell out of you, but he is madly in love with you. And he is so keeping it.
You do need to ask yourself that.
I get the feeling he adores you at a distance.
See, but
if you notice somebody staring at you. But not in an offensive way, but that's him.
So obviously, it's somebody that you at least had some kind of minor encounter that you can't remember. So it's not a stranger that has yet to show up, right?
Yeah, it's not a stranger.
But you just aren't making the connection right now because maybe you guys bumped into each other and you can't. It was like not a big deal to you.
Probably never even gave it a thought.
Yeah, like, oh, hey, what's up? And then, but he's like, ooh, damn.
Yeah, and he does. So keep your eyes open. And you will eventually, I had somebody like this many years ago, George, that George we knew.
You have a thousand Georges.
He would, well, I only had one, but.
George of the Jungle?
He would stare at me when we'd be out.
We're talking about the pizza delivery dude?
Well, he was, yeah, but he was.
Who was it, married? That guy. Okay, go ahead, anyway.
He was also a submariner.
Well, there you go. Navy. So he was also, he had a real wife. And then when he went underway, he had a whole bunch of wives down there, man wives.
You sound jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. They say that about the submariners.
Anyway, let's get back to
100 men go down, 100 men go underwater, and then they turn into 50 couples. All right, back to you.
All right. I'm glad you got that out. Okay. There's one here that he looks like he looks after you. And you may not even be aware of him either, but he's a really good friend. This guy here, and it's going to stay platonic. But this is a guy that if you needed help with anything, you don't have to think about these, you know, and figure out who they might be. And then there's, but I am really concerned about the one that look at that love card. This is pure, true love and secrecy, and he's hiding it. He's hiding it.
Why don't he just come out and say, hey?
Well, and you know, I've asked guys that as clients.
What?
And a lot of them will say, oh, I couldn't. She's too much of a goddess. I couldn't approach her.
Well, and sometimes, there is only one precise moment where that will work. And it's hard to nail that down. Because if you approach that woman and tell that woman that I really infatuated, love you, and maybe she's with somebody else, you're going to be shunned forever, and you'll never get another shot.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes you only got that one moment, and if they don't feel it in their gut that that's the right moment, then they're not going to say it.
Well, if you see him watching you, you know, acknowledge him. Maybe say, well, hello there, good morning, or something. Give him some sort of I wish I could tell you more about him.
She doesn't know him yet.
But...
Right. Well, I mean, she knows him, but she doesn't know it.
It's been a very casual.
I don't know who it is.
Right.
So I'll just have to.
Wait. She knows him, but she can't figure it out right now to do that.
But when you return to work, then I think it's going to become clear to you. And I'm telling you something else here. Your cards say that you have a real soulmate love coming to you, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's him.
But it could be that. Okay,
but
there you go. I got you.
Being part of a twosome in a partnership, marriage is highlighted. It would really bring you a sense of happiness, contentment, peace. You know, sometimes we need to have somebody helping us row our canoe. And So don't you lose faith there. You know, we're going to work on this.
It's going to happen, and I will definitely keep you guys posted. But as I said before, this week has been, Jesus, so challenging and stressful.
Yeah. Well, make up your mind, next week's going to be better, you know, and just go in there and look for your knight in shining armor.
Knights in white satin.
I will do that.
Jalen, I can't wait till you call us and say, guess what? I know who it is. Oh, my God. We're going to pop the champagne cork and we're going to have balloons falling. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. That is pretty funny.
All right. Real quick.
All right.
Your rebel card reading. Subject is, you need a big effing hug.
Aww.
And there's a big squeeze. We're giving you a hug. A welcome.
I said that.
Yep. Well, the rebel card said you need a hug, and you're getting a internet hug, the best we can do.
Well,
thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
And we thank you for being here. She's also always here with us on Facebook. We like when they're here both ways.
Been with us a long time.
A long, long time. All right, baby doll.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We will be here.
Bye-bye.
99.9% chance on Saturday night, because that's a good night for a fight. That's Dalton John, yes?
Is it?
Saturday night's all right for a fight. Yep. Saturday. All right, anyway, no. Let's keep on. Yep.
What else do we have? Who's the other 703? I think we should check up on
that. We know who that is. Ooh. I will go ahead and delete it because we already know who it is. I'll make it official. And scroll down to it. What do you mean you can't? It's freaking Andrea. Of course.
Oh, well, we've got to hear from Andrea.
Andrea!
Yes! How are you two?
Really cool. Here's what's really weird tonight. The first two callers were from the same area code, and the second two callers from the same area code. That kind of threw us for a loop.
It did.
Another
really?
Criminal scene. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
All right.
So tell us, what's on your mind this evening?
The floor is yours.
So my second interview for the property manager went pretty well. Then I met with the people yesterday, with the county yesterday, for my other second interview. So. I don't know. Do you think one of those is going to give me an offer or both?
All right. Let's take a look. Wouldn't that be nice?
I know.
When it rains, it pours. No, is that how it goes?
Yeah, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Usually that's used in a bad term, but, you know, because rain is bad.
Tell me, what is your advice? Do you want the property management job more than the other, or which way do you feel?
You know, I could go either way because the benefits are better with the county, and the commute and the hours are better. But I think I'd have more. I don't know if I meant more. I said more fun at the property. I know that'd be a lot more work, but it's okay.
Do they give you a place to live, or do you have to just commute?
No, it's in Chantilly, so it's about a 20-25 minute commute or so.
No, it's not so bad. An international shout out to Suzanne in the land of the Scots. And somebody says Laura's here from Canada. We'll give her one. International shout out to Laura from Canada.
Yeah, the office I bet now is just getting worse. It's just like the people are getting more pushy, more this, more that. I was there the other day till after 6 o'clock. Stuck there. Still working.
That blows.
With who?
Where I'm at now. Yeah, I'm at now.
Do you get overtime pay?
I do get overtime, but still, I didn't get home till almost 7. Then I was, like, having dinner, and it was just too much.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
oh, yes, you've got a job coming. And if you, let's say they both offer you the job, I think the less stressful is going to be working with the county. Because it can be a real pain in the you know what. I've done it. And if you don't have good people, you know, in these properties, it can be a nightmare.
Yeah.
You roll the dice rolling.
Well, it's funny because someone asked me, if you got offered both jobs, job one, job two, flip a coin. So it was head and tail, and I said tails would be job two. It came up tails both times.
Ah, well, that looks very good. Those little devices work as far as, like, predicting the future.
What device?
Yeah.
A penny.
I just use a regular penny. Yeah, heads for the first job, tails for the second job.
Okay, she was doing the coin thing. I got you.
Yeah. Take the less stressful one because you might get an offer from both.
Those things are starting to become almost collector items.
Why?
Pennies. Nobody really wants to use them anymore.
Yeah, I think they're going to take them out of circulation.
Every time they keep trying to take them out of circulation, they already know every single business on earth is going to use that to their advantage, and they're going to round up. If they want to sell something for $4.33, oh, no pennies? Well, it's got to be $4.35.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know that because you know why? Because that's what businesses do. Why should they take a loss because the U.S. Mint said, I don't want to do pennies anymore, you know? But anyway, go ahead.
And you, a new job is going to bring you a very wonderful love interest, just like the previous
one. I know, you told me.
Yes, it's here. And you know what's really awesome about it? I'm not just seeing the card of passion and sex. Usually I see that when it's younger people or men. But this one is a real foundation of friendship where you both are just going to enjoy the heck out of each other. And there will be deep, abiding love, too. Yeah. You know, I also want to mention, I think your son, the married son, needs to talk to you. Maybe you should
call me the other day. I was at work, which is very unusual for him to call me. And I don't know what he wanted, but I didn't have a chance to talk to him.
Ask him out for lunch or something. You know, a cup of coffee and pie.
Him by himself.
Yeah, I do feel he wants to speak with you alone.
Tell him not to bring Broomhilda.
Yeah, I did finally text her. I said, you know, I have a birthday present. She goes, I've been so busy traveling back and forth for her job because she travels to California for her job.
Okay.
So I haven't really heard from her, so.
Oh, well, you know.
I sure hope you never get in a plane crash. Oh, I know you
want to use that as a vehicle for talking to her. Otherwise, you could have given it to your son when you meet with him. But if you're using that to have a chance to talk with her, you know, that's a different story. Things are looking good for you here, Andrea. Honest to God, make this a weekend of manifesting. You know, do you do the treadmill?
No, I have a bad knee. I don't.
What do you do at home for exercise?
I have an exercise ball. I do like a walking tape. I usually sometimes will do a Zumba class.
Okay, well, when you're working out, this is an awesome opportunity to work on manifesting what you want. And, hey, reach for the stars. You'll at least get the moon.
Yeah.
An ex-husband said that to me a long time ago.
Hmm.
And
say that.
So those are good times for you. Also, my best time is in the shower. Nobody can get to you in the shower.
Except gravity.
But I mean, it's a time when people leave you alone, unless they hear a big boom, you know, like somebody fell. Well, then. But otherwise, that's a wonderful time for manifesting also.
Okay.
All right. So I want to manifest with you. I want to hear from you next week that you are, what would we call it, re-employed, newly employed?
That's right. Better employed.
Yes. I can't wait for you to walk out of that place. You should give him the finger behind your back.
Totally. I'm going to do something. My friend said I should make some fish and smell up the whole office.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, you can do that. If you have a microwave there, you can bring
They do. They have a microwave. I should bring the smelliest fish and be like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
And let it flow up in there.
Yeah, especially if you bring a real fish. Apparently, they say office advocates don't bring any kind of fish in. You know what? I do all the time. I bring like fish sticks or trapezoid trout or leftover shrimps or something from a restaurant. If somebody says something to me, I'm going to give them your number one twice. You know what? Because there's no law against me microwaving that.
But if you leave it in your desk, they're going to get that stench, and they're going to say, God, that woman stunk. Didn't she ever take wash her crotch or what?
Some of the pranks I've seen.
I'll leave it on a Friday night, so it's there over the weekend.
Yes.
Some of the pranks we've seen, we've found desks where somebody is taped underneath the bottom of the desk where they would never know they taped a whole bunch of shrimp tails.
Oh.
Ew.
Or sometimes they'll just simply walk up to their garbage can when they're not there, and they open up a can of tuna to make some sandwich or something, and they pour some of the juice in their garbage can.
What's that clicking noise? Is that like a cricket noise where people are actually tape like something where it's like a cricket noise and they have no idea where it's coming from?
Oh, I didn't know there was a device. That would be a good thing.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
For people that are annoyed by sounds, it's like Chinese water torture. They might go out and blow their brains out in the parking lot or something like that. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Here's your rebel card reading. It says, eat your effing vegetables. Eat some stuff made by Mother Nature.
Well, gee, maybe this is what it's about.
It might be could be about, or just in general, maybe sometimes we should... So a lot of times when we are under stress, sad, bad, we go to junk food. Maybe it's trying to say, maybe go the other way and you might actually feel better. You don't know that.
Well, you probably do.
Yeah. But anyway, however that applies to you, that I do not know.
All right.
Well, thank you.
I'll keep you informed.
Yeah. We would like a full report.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And thank you for holding.
Absolutely.
We're on mute. I didn't hang up.
Okay.
She held over an hour.
Oh.
So there you go. Now that's the deal with the phone calls. You got to call in early to really be guaranteed a shot.
Absolutely.
But she's been on hold an entire hour and just got on now. Right.
Well, thank you, Andrea, and please have a pleasant
weekend. Yeah, eat your vegetables.
Yeah.
Or what
turn on there, eat your veggies.
Like Pink Floyd said, you have to eat your meat before you can eat your pudding. How can you eat your pudding if you don't eat your meat? Yeah, which is funny because kids usually don't have a problem with meat.
Well, I was old school as a mother. They ate what was good, got put in front of them.
How can you have your pudding?
Or they
you
had to wait for the next square to come by. There's not going to be any of this. Oh, would you rather have chicken nuggets? No. And I made all kinds of home cooking. But when I moved out of that place where we lived when they were young, listen to this. You must remember in the 80s to 90s, women had baskets all over, like, the kitchen, and they'd be, like, tacked up on their sides or like, a real basket. When I took them all down, you would not believe the number of peas, green beans, corn that were up there.
Oh, they were targets.
They would sit at the
table. They were targets. They were doing spoon shots.
Yeah.
Oh, they're sports-minded. You know, first of all... Back in our day when we were young, there wasn't many unhealthy main course choices out there, like processed food stuff out there. You had TV dinners and pot pies, and that was freaking it.
That's really true.
That was in banquet chicken boxes. That was it. That was the only processed crap there was out there, really.
And McDonald's was a real treat.
Yeah, I'm not counting fast, but I mean, as far as going to a grocery store, you could, because there was no microwave. You know, and you had to put, you know those freaking Popeyes took 30 to 40 minutes.
In the oven.
And depending on your TV dinner, if you have a small one, it might be 15 minutes, but big one's going to be a good 30 probably full. And you had to pour the foil back on a couple parts. Remember?
Yeah, I remember. Oh, I love those.
And then maybe at a 10-minute mark, at the last 5 minutes, you pour the foil back on the dessert thing so it'll get crisp on top. Remember that? If it had a dessert thing.
Oh, I love that.
So
yeah,
a lot of times, moral of that story is we weren't eating healthier because our parents cared and we cared because they didn't have a damn choice to feed us crap.
We didn't get pizza.
There wasn't a microwave.
No pizza. No, What else? Chicken nuggets didn't even exist.
So pretty much the only frozen pizza you could get was like a Tombstone.
And those were expensive.
Yeah, they were good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was it. And nobody really cared about them. And nobody delivered pizzas back in our day. Mm-hmm. Nobody on this planet.
God, we sound like Ma and Pa Kettle.
Well, I was 70s. Nobody delivered pizzas. You went to the pizza place. And it was a great experience.
Yeah.
Boy, those things are great when they come out like that. And they come out from the oven on a platter. They're not made to put in a box. They're a thousand times better than they are in a box.
You're
going to
make me want one tonight now.
Well, it's Friday.
And we
so
might have to have one.
It is what it is. Anyway, back to the food.
I'm on a roll tonight.
Here we go, 5-0. Oh, Lisa.
You guys are so funny.
Aw, you tried.
Yeah, you know, funny. Like a clown. Am I here to entertain you? Am I here to amuse you?
Oh, De Niro.
She has no idea what that is.
I didn't know. What was his name?
That was Pesci from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Isn't that funny? That's so funny. You guys are so funny. You know what?
What? Tell us.
I went to go see the doctor this morning, and all day today we've been together. And it's been paradise.
Of course it has. Because yesterday was misery. That's what you guys
and
do.
And you know what? If you think about it, relationships are like that. Up and down, up and down. So that's not
anyway,
unusual.
Well, they got a lot of circumstances now where you have to just roll with it with all the pain and accident stuff. So you got to expect up and down.
And by the way, I'm going to return your message tomorrow. You left me
Thank
a message.
You.
Yes, I will
Thank
get back
you, madam. Thank you. Thank you, madam.
Madam?
Madam.
She does not run a whorehouse. Just to let you know, there's no whores running in here.
Shucks, I could have made the big bucks.
Yeah.
Or the crystal ball bitches we call madam.
Sorry to hear that. No.
Well, go ahead.
I don't know. I did not get good news at the doctor. It was not good news at all. And I can't.
You're not pregnant. Did they discover you were pregnant?
Jim wants to know
Right.
Are you pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a litter of puppies.
Hey, I'd rather have puppies than kids.
Yeah.
The kids taking 2 years to grow up. Puppies, you got 12 to 14 months. You're already good. All right, go ahead.
How are you? Yeah. So what is your name?
No, I can't tell you on the air, but I will tell you later. And it's not good. And it is what it is. And that's what I'm trying to accept. And
I know why I'm pointing to them.
Anyway, he and I are really doing well together. We're really doing well.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad. There is good stuff that's coming out of this. You know, big setback for both of you.
Yeah.
You know, and Lisa, thank God you don't have to depend on a, 40-hour-a-week work paycheck, and weeks are going by. You'd probably end up losing your job eventually.
It's a good thing you're not a martial arts trainer.
Why?
I know.
Because she wouldn't be able to do shit. She wouldn't be able to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how was his doctor visit?
His? Oh, I don't know about his. He
I guess maybe they didn't. Maybe.
It was all me.
Okay. So what do you want your reading to contain?
Can you look at what? Because there were things that were said today that were really sweet and really promising and really wonderful.
Okay, so she wants the relationship 24-hour, probably look out till next tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah, and let me ask you, is he taking less of the pain meds?
You know, he's not really doing pain meds because he's explaining it to me right now. He's telling me that, because I asked the doctor, I said, are these addictive? And the doctor said, yes.
Yeah,
it depends on the person.
It depends
on the person.
And so anyway, my neighbor is telling me what he does. He just stretches it out, and he doesn't. He is modest about how he takes the stuff. He's very modest because he Yeah, I'm worried, but I shouldn't worry about that.
They're not suppositories.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, modest about taking medication.
Are they suppositories?
He doesn't take it as prescribed. Like, he takes it, like, he cuts it down to maybe.
Conservative.
Like, yeah. So, like, if the doc, I don't know, I'm guessing, he doesn't give me the details. I'm in so much pain, I don't give a fuck about anyone else.
Did you say take this many times a day, or they have the caveat as needed?
Right. So he just doesn't do as many times a day. He does very conservative, and he lives with it.
I miscounted on the last. And I don't trust the deck unless I reshuffle it.
Your cards are getting reshuffled and redone.
I'm going to need to get some new ones right now. Suzanne, we are going...
What about right now?
We will be tipping the light... What is it? Tipping the light fantastic after the show.
Oh, I didn't know what that... I never heard that term.
Fire water. Oh, yeah. Party.
Tripping the light fantastic?
Yes.
The hell does that mean?
You
I can't
gotta
even...
read more.
That doesn't even sound like I'm going to get... Hey, I'll be tripping the light fantastic. Really, I'll be eating the banana apple goat pie.
It
doesn't sound like anything that means anything.
Probably in a musical in the 40s.
Okay, well, say the term again while you do the card. Don't stop doing the card.
Tripping the light fantastic.
Okay. I just want to analyze that phrase. Tripping the light fantastic. That doesn't make a frickin' bit of sense. It sounds to me like it's that French thing during World War II where the French radio would just say random phrases for code. I am tripping the light fantastic. I'm tripping the light fantastic. They send it to the fighters out there so they know what that meant. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. Maybe somebody's probably going to hear her. He has a live album called Tripping the Live. Oh, Live Fantastic. Well, so he put a little...
Why don't you
take on it.
Google it?
I'm not Googling shit. He put a little take on it, probably the term that he said that's real. He said the Live Fantastic. Play from that name. Yeah, he played that phrase. Apparently, that's a very popular phrase. See, I live under a rock.
Now, when I was in the
Army, I live under a rock.
They used to do a recall formation like Sunday on 5 o'clock if we've been out on a pass all weekend. And they wouldn't just say recall 5 o'clock. They would send us a message saying, the buffalo are roaming.
All the Army and their little passwords. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's
the
right.
Buffalo are roaming.
Yeah.
The buffalo are roaming. That means get your ass back to base.
The little passwords they have to use. Army's got to play Army even when during peace.
The buffalo are roaming.
Yes, indeed. John has a long mustache.
Yeah. The eagle has landed. Those are different.
Ooh, that's German.
Is it?
Yep.
Were
the
they
snake is looking for a pole.
All right. You guys are on the path.
And the moon thing. That was a moon thing. The eagle has landed. But the Germans had a... There was a good movie called The Eagle Has Landed.
Huh.
Great movie.
All
war
right.
movie. Great. Anyway, go ahead.
You both are definitely entering new territory. And since we're going to be talking... before too long, I would certainly respect your privacy and not tell you anything that would be, you know.
So is this going to be a weather forecast then? Since you can't talk about anything.
It's going to be partly cloudy.
Yeah, partly cloudy tomorrow, and you'll have a slight chance of pain. But, you know, you're not going to, your uterus is going to stay in your body. It's not going to fall out.
Okay.
All
I
right?
want
Something
you to
like
know
there's
that
your forecast.
To your home is showing 10 of hearts. Those are the 10 best wishes of love. That is the highest of hearts. And then there is this. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
I thought she was talking to me.
I am.
Are you talking to me? You talking to me? Right, but...
That was another De Niro thing.
Yes, that was from Taxi Driver. Hey.
Yeah.
Margaret Frucker. Catherine, are you getting harassed? Let me know. I can't tell if that's a bad person. Go ahead. Back to the reading.
All right. You are moving in the direction toward, and that we're going to call it a commitment, but it's like a meeting of minds and a agreement between the two that basically you're a couple. And as he gets better, he's going to start getting real horny.
So
yeah. Does that mean is he going to accidentally bump her boob again?
No, I think
like
he's
they're seven.
He's going to put his tea bags in her face, like he did before.
Yeah. I'm not sure he has tea bags at this point. I don't know. I cannot confirm. I don't think he has gonads.
No, Catherine says that girl is very legit. She's new here.
Okay, I just was like, okay.
Okay, now I am suspecting, and this is only a suspicion right now, but I want to share with you the potential. You better watch that case like a hawk, because I am suspecting your medical bills may be difficult to get paid. So watch out how this develops.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole different ballgame. Probably she's going to talk to you about that tomorrow, too. Yeah.
Probably, yes, yeah. And it should be a concern of yours. Okay.
Well, you guys will have your little private talk tomorrow about that.
Because I think you're going to need some, like, maybe long-term physical therapy, something. But we'll wait on that. But
you guys talk about that tomorrow. My ass will be all get my own lawyer. I don't care what he does. You're different. Two different people. You don't have to show the same legal shit. So go ahead. Anyway.
He is definitely going to want to take a trip with you as soon as you guys are better. You guys should go to the ocean as planned.
Yeah.
Because you need those negative ions from the waves, the water, the sand, the trees. You know, that stuff can be very beneficial toward healing. And he's thinking about it right now. So I think this relationship is going to go very well for the next, let's say, up to 5 days, and then you might have a little bump in the road.
They have
not 3 days.
They haven't gone 5 3 days yet.
I'm hoping it's going to be 5 days.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know.
Oh, Margaret, thank you. Very nice.
You know what? I will say, if we want to get metaphorical, after a while, those bumps in the road take their toll. If there's a lot of them.
Eventually, it's like, oh.
They take their toll.
Yeah. Are we doing this again?
Yeah.
You know?
Eventually,
yeah.
They get old. Even though, the good is so good, but the bad is so bad. After a while, those bumps are like, I'm freaking bumped. But anyway,
I want you
to
guys
will talk tomorrow.
And I want you to
Sunday
know
or whenever
that I think he's projecting a bit of a fake facade to you, Lisa. Because inside of himself, right here, he is grieving, thinking that whatever his injuries are, I told you, he's got a very fatalistic outlook on all of this. Like, great, yeah. I'm going to be disabled. I'm never going to be the same.
It happens a
and
lot.
He's keeping his bottles up
it
inside.
It does happen, though.
It does.
Especially if there's back and hip type stuff. Sometimes they're never the same, ever. But technology is better than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. But, you know, it is still what
it
is.
So I just wanted to let you know that right now he is trying to be so pleasant and caring and all of that. But deep down, he's got a lot that he's worrying about. A lot.
Yeah. I sound like you're talking about a puppy.
I know.
Oh.
But to me, men's hearts are really precious.
Really?
I've seen them. And it's almost like these guys put their heart under glass. You know, like, no, nobody's coming near this heart.
Oh, little Chucky Manson,
and all
those guys like that. Yes, those pure hearts.
But then they fall in love and they turn into goo. Just pure goo.
Yeah, but you're saying something's going to happen, something shifting in 5 days or so. I wonder what that
does.
Does it involve?
It looks like a frustration.
It's the same shit you've been going through forever. You always go through downs and ups.
Like another woman? Or
no, like him feeling sorry for himself and you wanting to say, damn it, pull yourself together. You know, it's not like your legs were cut off in that accident.
You know what I do when he does that? When he does that, I just give him extra scooches. I just treat him like a baby, you know. I just say, you can do this. It's okay.
I like that.
Aww. He's a big baby.
That's how I like to be treated, but he doesn't treat me like that. He treats me like, get out there and get it done.
Right.
Goo, yeah, Catherine. Kind of gooey like that, like slime from Nickelodeon. You know.
What was that show called?
The slime.
It was a game show thing.
Oh, I don't know.
They had like something physical challenges, and they would drop slime on people. I don't know. That was old, but yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
But she's not gonna know. She never watched TV in her life.
I know. And you have a rebel card, don't you?
Oh, speaking of which, yes, I shall pull a rebel card.
Yeah, Melanie Blobby. You know.
What's Blobby?
Blobby. Do you remember that stuff? What was that? We took it out of like a container and it was just gooey.
Nope.
You know
what I'm talking about.
You know, my brother is so angry right now.
She's really angry.
No,
like
you
it.
Read this to her last
She's not going to like it. That's what came up.
I don't like it.
That's what came up.
Well, I don't think
it says move on.
Deb only wants me to read a card that's happy.
No, I want one that actually resonates.
Well, what does this card say? Does it say move on?
I'll tell you what it says. I'm not the donut factory here. I don't have to sugarcoat anything. This one says, time to let go. Move the F on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's that card, yeah.
I don't like, you should throw that one
away. Oh, that's what we should do. We should only have cards of happiness. Because that's all life does is deal us happy cards. We never have any conflict.
You know, and that could be read. That could be read in different ways. You know, maybe I just need to move on as far as it's not an idealistic world.
Let's take some acid and think about what that card means. Let's do that. Hey, I'm going to look this frog. Oh, it says it's time to let go of four-dimensional figures because I just licked a frog and I'm looking on ass.
You licked his ass?
I licked the frog. I didn't say I licked his anus.
Why not?
Apparently to drink some kind of poisonous things that can cause psychedelic things.
You know, that should be a French restaurant delicacy where you have the frogs on the platter and you pass them to the next person to lick their anus. Now, that would be a real treat that I'm looking forward to.
Wow.
To plunking down a ton of money. Yay!
Did you, any of you ever watch in the 80s and 90s, they were movies called Faces of Death?
What is that?
Well, the one I remember very distinctly.
It was really the 70s, but we watched them into the 80s.
They would put monkeys in these holes on this table, like around their neck. And you would sit there, and in order to get your dinner, you'd have a little mallet, and they'd keep hitting their little heads. And the people would have like little brains on their face and stuff. And then the waiter would come collect the brains and go cook them up. But anyway.
Yummy.
Yeah. Faces of death.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got that's love in my tummy. All right. Let's rock and let's roll.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to, people. Did you just cut her off?
Somebody else jumped in the middle and it moved down. So.
Hey there, Lisa. I'll get in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay, and love you both.
Oh, I love you too.
Long time.
Take care and enjoy the good times that you have.
I know. It's so delicious.
Because bad times
when it's common. Good, it is delicious.
Oh, and when it's bad, it smells like poop, doesn't it?
Well, when it's bad, you've heard me. I've called in and you've heard how bad it is.
If you're bipolar, you like the up and down.
I should move.
Have good life. Yep. If you like that, go for it.
Mm-mm.
Yep. If that's what you want is ups and downs, then have at it. That's all I got to say about that. But I am not the card reader. What are you doing? Why are you staring? Why are you staring aimlessly?
Because they're making crazy jokes on here about everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the time, Deb.
Thank everybody.
Time, I think, has come to that point, don't you know?
I do think so.
All right, folks.
Ooh,
we've done what we can do. We did our best.
That's the bad news. The good news is we're going to be right back here on Friday.
Nope, we're going to be here on Saturday since today is Friday. She is not going to turn back time. If she could, oh my Lord, we'd be so rich. But yeah.
If what?
If you could turn back time.
Well, wouldn't that be amazing?
All you got to do is wake up, watch the two Powerball Mega Millions, and look at the numbers and turn back that clock. It doesn't have to be a full 24 hours and buy tickets to both. And that's it. Goodbye.
Plus, we learned
$1.5 billion-ish.
Back
cool.
to the Future,
that's
that
cool.
that jerk guy. Didn't he get rich off that playbook or the?
He got a hold of the sports almanac. Yeah. That's right. That was really cool. How they did the paradoxes and the way they bounce between future and back. It was really cool. It was well written. Well done. So.
Yeah. Well. Anyway.
Good night, sweetheart. Oh, that's another one. I got to get Sean on now.
You
got to
get that one.
I do.
Yeah.
Yep. I will have to get that one. That is my mission this weekend.
So,
wasn't that if you choose to accept it? Wasn't that Mission Impossible the mission, Jim, if you choose to accept it? Remember the old one with the cassette tape? This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Da-da-da-da. Yeah.
That was pretty
bump,
advanced
bump,
for the time.
Bump, 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 bump. Jim Graves, wasn't it?
Peter.
That was Peter Graves, but he played a guy named Jim something.
Yeah.
So good luck, Jim, they would say, or something on the tape. Yeah, Peter Graves. All right. Let's do this, Deb. All right, let's go to our...
Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams.
You are blocked, fuckers. I apologize for those that helped forever.
Yeah.
Well, the story is, you can get in the queue at 15 minutes prior to the show.
Yeah.
15 minutes. All three will tell you.
Good night. Good night.